Saying, we're reading Mishnah and see which topic to talk about. I'm not doing too much preparation here, so we'll try to find the topic. It isn't too much. Habayin Kamo Yivne Ve'echayev. Habayin Kosu. So you're saying as a cashier, why the Tanna of the Mishnah engages in question and answer? So you don't often find it. Once in a while you find it. Maybe it's in Pesach, at Derech Shel Tshuva, we just finished with the Kimmel of Pesach. But why here? The Ritva says, what should I ask the cashier? Why? So the Ritva says, there is Einstein the Ritva.
Why
doesn't
it say
Avayna
twice also?
Did you say kosher? Well, if you're asking a question, then the semantics of question requires you to say Avayna. Avayna kamo yechayev is not really a full sentence. If you're going to ask a question, say Avayna kamo yivdim chayev.
Kamo
yivdim yechayev? We're introducing a new malacha here. We're introducing a chesbayna. So that's not so strange. Yeah. Anyway, the Ritva says the Teres. He says since the Tanna spent an inordinate amount of time speaking about how it's so, Ba'al Chachav exactly why it's a Teres. And then we come to Bainis, so we're introducing the Moloch, we're starting again with a new something like that. You might have a couple of minds. Hamasate is a Makri Pratis or Matzot.
You're saying the Tanna doesn't say Habayna twice. Yibna, you should have said, but why does it say Habayna kosher? Because you say kosher.
Ah, the second way you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Also Torin. Vagadei kosher zeh kol kosher melacha u'machdim shneimis b'shabos chayuv. Bamshim gamlin loyim me'avonaki b'kulin zoskan. B'shas melacha ibnei shukim misakin melacha. So we'll see the Rashi. Habayin Shlomo. Ba'ovis Melochos Kama Yivne. Mesates Merabeya Sa'eben U'mesakna Hakol Ufi Hamokim. Squeeze it, gives it its final shape. U'mesakna Sheyesh Mekomis Shavgilim L'Hachlik V'yesh T'esmut V'yesh Mekomis Shavgilim L'Hachvetz B'Ocharitzim Meguz V'Chvetz B'Ocharitz Ashkenaz.
These two ways brought about squaring it?
After squaring it.
After.
That's what I think. Mirabea umisakno.
So it's all part of Mesates?
Yeah.
Both those things? Yeah. Is Mesates being brought down as like an avodoma to Bona or to Makar?
We'll see about more Mesates in the Gemara. We'll see about the Gemara. Mr. Hashem, there's a sugi about it a little bit here in the Gemara.
So Haritza was instead of what?
It
was either what?
Lachlik
or
Haritza? It's Mechalitza. What?
It was either
what? Either did after they squared it, they did either the Hachlik or the Charisa? Yeah. Hamakar Patish, Gam Hu Bobis Melochas Hu Belaz Peak, Shemafaitis Boys Evan Minasela, Lacha Shochotsa Ves Evan Sovil, Mavdil Min Hogsas, Hamakar Patish Makadelo Vimis Perkis, and the fellows of Melochas Hochas Evan. This will be the second topic, I think. I'll ask you to look at a few things soon. This requires more psachon a little bit. So let's leave that and go back. Ma'atzod, Avuk Maikunus Godo Shal Basel, Lubinian Shal Basel. Kedeach Nekev Eitz Eleven, because. So they changed the word. No, they put in binyan shel what? Isn't it different with you?
It goes to Tino, yeah. It's in Dolber. French.
Come on, to make a hole. To bang. There's some kind of a clue that you use to Melch Ba'eshel with Matzot.
Didn't
bake off metal from another piece of
metal?
Something like that.
What does
Binyamin?
They don't change
Binyamin. Melch Patish. Uber matzod. Then when they're shaping a piece of metal, use a matzod, which is a clean bazel, in which you shape, perform, and bang bazel.
What of
binyan and bazel? For binyan bazel, for purpose of binyan bazel.
So they banged off a piece of metal to use in the future for a binyan bazel?
It's parallel to matzod patish, I think.
How's it
to matzod patish? Huh? They will talk about matzod patish, come to the Mishnah. Hakodeach neki beis even. Let's go by tips. Then we come to Malka Padish. We'll talk about Hashem. Kol shehu akul kol yemasadish Malka Padish u'matzav hakodeach. Kol yisem melocha. Here's what we stole to Chan and this Rashi. Kol yisem melocha u'mlachto miskayemis. Sheyesh miskayemis kayetzei bei vein meisei valeo. Veshavos ayisem melocha koi. Let's see that again. Kol yisem melocha. First Rashi. Kol yisem melocha. Zeh haklal. Kol yisem melocha. U'mlachto miskayemis veshavos chayov. So Rashi says, Kol Oise Melocho, Melachto Miskayemis. Melocho is Miskayemis, of lasting quality. Taitz Rashi, Sheesh Miskayemis Beit Kayyotze Boi. And it's in brackets. The brackets comes from the Mashal Taka, Choch Mishlemi. But the Yishayim also brings down this, the slightly different words. The Ran brings down itself in Rashi, so too the Reed, in Piskei Reed, which I think is So yes, Miss Kamis Kareetsi Boy. Vein Moise Poleho. The Shabbos Oise Mlocha Koi. Means the second Rashi says, by the two ways long shot in this, as we'll see. Hey, Mlachtu Miss Kamis for Shabbos, and the Mlocha will last for Shabbos, for the duration of Shabbos, and we don't care after Shabbos. Or Rashi, but that's not Rashi Pshat. That the Ritva brings on the Satsu Pshat. Right? The famous Ritva brings on Satsu Pshat. And some say the Rambam held again. The Shabbos goes to Miskayemis. So Rashi is coming lafugi that. Rashi is coming to tell you, Oisem Melocha Koi. Whoever does Melocha B'Shabbos, the Melocha has to be Miskayemis. How long does Melocha have to be Miskayemis according to Rashi? Longer than Shabbos. It has to be of duration. Then we'll see, Mishra, what this year is, if this is year. Each Melocha has its own ship. That will come to Mishra. It's unfortunate.
That's why
Mishra
tells that the person is doing Melocha on Shabbos.
Right. So it's more mashal like the other pshat, but after Bichin, Rashi didn't learn like that. Rashi stayed away from that pshat, because Rashi held that it does go on the Miskayemis. Now, let's talk about, we're going to talk about now, it's Miskayemis, and it's a shlikul sugi here. The Moloch has to be Miskayemis. And Vein Moshe Velo, what does it mean, Ein Moshe Velo? Ein Moshe Velo, Loshen Yochid. Better is the Loshen Ran. Look at the Ran here, on the roof. Kolesem Locho, Daf Lamed Zayin, Daf Yerif. I think I'm in the middle. Kolesem Locho, Masal Mishkayem, Sheyesh Mekayim, Ran says, Sheyesh, See, Rashi uses the Loshen Yochid, and the subject is the Melocha, the verb is going on the Melocha, the product of the Melocha. Vein Moshe Velo means he, the Oisem Melocha. The Ran says like this, look at the Ran, very important. The Ran says, Oisem Melocha, Melachta Miskayemet, Yesh Mekayimim Koyotzei Boi. Some, we have the title of Mekayim Koyotzei Boi. Vein Mesifin Olov. Vein Mesifin Olov. Let's see what's going on here. So the in of Lachter Miskayemis has at least two different meanings, as they relate, obviously, two different meanings. And they both, two different meanings. The first title of Miskayemis, which might not be what's Bechaldi Verashi, but the first title, one title of Miskayemis, is that the Melocha has to be has to objectively be of lasting of a lasting nature. The Hainu, for example, the in Melachas Kosev will have we get the Melechus Kosev, we'll have the Melechus Kosev has two requirements. One, that has to be with the Diyayir Miskayim. Diyayir has to be Miskayim. And if somebody writes with Diyayir and Miskayim, like the Peiros or the like, or the Chmeis, with water, of this chmeis, the windows are fogged up, so that's not chayiv, because the meat, the dior, the what it is to create the ice is not miskayim, and so to the service on which he writes, if I'm as a pidushalmi, has to be miskayim too. Two things: the dior and the service are miskayim. But there, the malach is there. The malach of miskayim is that the malach objectively has to be of a lasting nature. That's. And if it's, or the Moshe take in our Mishnah binyan, somebody makes a binyan of paper of cards, right? The colloquially binyan of cards. He's not chayv because it's not of any lasting nature. And that's certainly learned out from Lechus Moshevis because that's the objective application of Lechus Moshevis. And Lechus Moshevis says that the Moshe has to be choshuv, Moshe choshuvo. Which is so one of the definitions of machshavas or chashuva, ayi chashuva is miskayemis. It's not temporary; it's permanent. Okay, that's number one. But imkain, what's emes even alel? So that emes even alel doesn't mean that. That's not like emes even alel. That's something else that applies to boyne, but love to ask what the mishnah is talking about. Take the gemara and Dafkuf Gimel says zeh klal asui emai. Take a look at the fifth line on Kuv Gimel Menal. Zeh HaKlal Asuye Mai. The Gemara says, Lasuye Dechok Kapiso Bekavo. What does that mean? Look at the Rashi. Chok Kapiso Bekavo. Begoylum. Chok Kapiso Bekavo. Begoylum Godol. Means it's a piece of wood, a blob. Haroi lochuk boy kav. Before nothing was carved out. So haroi lochuk boy kav. Choka sholosh lugin. Ava bi sholosh el hoisev yesh mekayim imkein. Yesh mekayim imkein. Means you have the raw material with which it's beginning. It could be wood, it could be gechvesh, clay, be anything. Anything with raw material for a clay. Is big enough to contain a base kibul of a kav. And on Shabbos, what he did was, he was chok less than a kav. A base kibul less than a kav. Less than a kav. So even though he didn't utilize the full amount of raw material that he has, and also meduig in Rashi, not meduig, but foolish in Rashi. Abbi shosid lehoisiv. His intention is to be moisiv. This is not his last. He's not finished carving out the base table. He's going to add to it. But yeah, shemekayim min kain. For some, this is good enough. So that here we have new types of miskayemis. So this is mekayimim. This is the most types in zeklakla. Kolosim loch nachol miskayemis. So what the most is lasuye mal lasuye a different type of new word, a different word of miskayemis. What's the word of miskayemis? Not whether it's of duration, not of duration. Is it durable? Is it not durable? Is it long lasting? Not long lasting. We're not talking about long lasting. It could be very long lasting. The word is this a finished product or is the service is going to be added to it? Right? I'm not talking about the objective nature of what he accomplished. Again, like not like Tzav's enemies Kayim, like May Paris. He would tell me here the issue is he's not finished. The one doing the Melochus, he's not finished. He's not finished doing his pulu. There's something more to do. And how do I know? How do I know there's something more to be done? There could be one of two way find him. Here. You want him to way find him. Pashtus, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though most people, Yeshua Mekayim, even though, like this, how do I know he's not finished? So, it could be, it could be that he's not finished, could be in one, two things. Most people finish it. The derech is to make a bigger base kibbul. V'gam Yeshua, that his intention with Chachilu was to make more than that. His intention was to make more than that. So the Bitoi find him in which, it's also the hoisted. Objectively, most people finish. Or his intention is to make more. And Avob Yichain, Hayoy said, Yeshua Mekayimim came. So this is a finished product, in and of itself. That's the Chiddush Melachta Miskayemis. This Gufa is a Machlokes Tanoim, and we'll see. Okay, so that those, the value we have, two Eifanim of Miskayemis and Miskayemis. And Pasha wants them to sell it like this. So Pasha, the wheel of Chan Rashi is Miskayemis. Now let's go back to the first Rashi that we started with in the Mishnah. Kloisim Melacho Melachto Miskayemis. Now let's go back to Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi. Now what does Rashi in the Mishnah say? Kloisim Melacho Melachto Miskayemis. And Sheyesh Miskayemis Kloisim Melacho Melachto Miskayemis. So what's he talking about? What does he mean? What?
Subjectively, for him personally, if he's, I mean, most of his him.
He means he's finished. He's not gonna make any more.
Yeah.
He's not gonna make any more. He's not gonna make any more. That's ein moisif. If the way the Ram means it, that's ein moisif. It means for some people, that's what I said. It's the difference between the mashal's gifts and the Ram's gifts. Ein moisif means he's finished. Ein moisif means. Yes, I'm receiving. I'm talking him. His machshav is irrelevant. We'll soon see the monk of Gimel about it.
Really?
Now the name is receiving
Aleo. What's
that? Does anybody have a kovitz with a piskei reed? I'm told that the kovitz has a piskei reed. Does anybody have a kovitz on the boina? Yeah, what's going on?
If you're in Gimel, you have to say like Duran, no? That's subject to the entire world. It doesn't matter what your intentions are.
Right. That's why I said the Ran is the Ran, the two Rashi Shtim. Thank you very much. Okay, I don't find it here, I'm sorry. Come on, the Piskei Reed had the first Rashi, and it was a Madai game, Mesef Aleho. Give me the more here. And Mesef Aleho. So he was Madai, because the Rashi meant literally that he's not going to be Mesef, and that was like a Tanai in the Chiv. He's finished. He's finished what he's doing. So there he disagrees, and he says there's no such requirement. That's not b'chal miskayemes. He's not going to take his hand to this what he did. He's not going to do anything more. The only thing is, that's miskayemes. It means he's not going to undo it. He's not going to become undone by itself. That's me male and move and male. Second of all, he's not going to be calculated. That's what's in the reason. He's not going to be calculated. Why is he going to be calculated? I don't know. But he plans to. This is the beginning. This is the beginning. The beginning is permanent, and he's going to continue. He doesn't have to. There's no requirement b'chal that ain't moisif aleho.
As you
should
wish.
He had Ein Meisiv Olu.
No,
Yesh means, listen, if he's, if anybody, if nobody in the world except him, according to Rashi, he learned that Rashi holds that he has to be content with what he did, he's going to use what he did. So that's Yesh, and so if he's the only one, if the Kolo and Kula, this is a not finished product, by any objective standard, it's not finished, it's unfinished, so then his intent is both Daita. But Yesh Mishkayem is Kayesh, and he is finished already. That's how he learns. And so he disagrees. He says, "No such halacha." L'chayro, that's if you have to gain meisif olehu. But if you hear the way the Ran reads, it's better. The way the Ran reads is fakir. The Rashi loved Afki is Rashi doesn't l'chayro mean what the read. When the other gisser loved Afki, the Rashi meant he has to be finished. As long as miskayemis, it's functional. Right now, it's functional. Functional. Yes, miskayemis, and stems to the Rashi here too. On the Kuf Gimel. Now, which also lois the Yesh Mekayim Kach. Now,
this is on all Malachas, this? I mean, this thing is normal.
Let's take a look right now. Take a look on Kuf Gimel. I know I haven't seen it, but let's take a look a little bit on Kuf Gimel. And the Bresha is a big Bresha. Begins at the bottom of Kuf Gimel Omlalaf. The Gemara says, "Vatanya, Los Achas, four lines in the bottom. Yochel Ashlich Tov Kol Hashem, Ashiyavu Kol Beged, Ashiyasa Kol Napo." Maybe he's not chayim until he writes the whole word. He weaves the whole beged or makes the whole basket. Tamleima Mei Achas, Im Mei Achas, Yochel Vilu Lo Kosev El Achas, Ois Achas. Like Oreg Elchut Echod, Vosel Bayis Echod Bin Napo. Tamleima Achas. Okay, so in chayim Ashlich Tov Hashem. This is very important Rashi. The two Rashi's, one is still on. And right, the first Rashi, take a look in the top of Gimel and Beis. Tamlim Achas, Shatem Locha Shleimo, Bimokom Echot. It has to be this, what you call, has to be a unit of Melocha. Locha Shleimo. It can't be, not, it has to be a Shleimus to the Melocha. It has to be a Shleimus to the Melocha. The next verse is very important. Shem Yishimin. Ugave beged nam yishnei chutim ubenapo shnei batim shem kaimim kach, or the Bach says miskaimim, I think. Yeah. Miskaimim is in Moloch, objectively, is Lufi, Victim in the Rashi. Shein odom oyeg beged biyoy meachod vayse napo bevasachas umask lo vayse gdei kiyum shloyei nista mei ei lov. Vayse gdei kiyum shloyei nista mei ei lov. And one, let's read one more Shilu Gemara. This Rashi right says a lot. Let's read one more Shilu Gemara. This next Shilu Gemara is the fourth white line. Vatanya gadeh koshu amegari koshu smooth out something amavid koshu atzot bekleitzu koshu avshimin aime is chayv avshimin aime ashigdach es kuloi ashigigu es kuloi shi abed es kuloi shi yotzer es kuloi. So Rav Shimon in his Baisa holds that what he intended to do, he has to finish. Here we have Rav Shimon in his Baisa, the fifth line, in the fifth wide line, in Kuf Gimel Beis, we have the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, that he's not chayim unless he finishes what he intended to do. So the Gemara says, Aiz, even Rav Shimon, V'tan Rav Shimon Aymer, V'osa Me'achas, Ashita of Hashem Kuh, Tamleima Me'achas, Tvitz Eimoch, Yocho, Ashita, V'sa Posel, Tamleima Me'achas. Comes out of the corner of Rav Shimon like this. In Kosev, if he intended to write a few words, he has to write at least one word. But the minimum is the word, not two oisias, which is the Tanakam of the Mishnah holds. A word. Why? Because that was his intention. He has to go towards his intention. And in these other two malachas, so bekleed too. He wanted to make a design on a kli, he has to finish the design. He wants to be megarer, smooth on the yard, he has to finish what he did. Kodeach, koshu, he has to make a hole to the end. He has to drill to the end, not a mashu. So we have like this. You with me? Have like this. So here we have. What is the relationship between? What's the shaykhis between his design, his original plan, and what he did in Shabbos. Does he have to? This is another application of Lech Machshavos. Machshavos in the subjective sense. If the Oisim Locha had a plan, had an initial intention to do a certain amount, to write a certain amount, to weave a certain amount of a beggar, if we're talking about, or to be Kedayach, to be Megare, to be Tzatzur, when does he have to finish it? When's enough to finish it? When's enough to finish it? So we have like this. Pashtos and Tanakamo is kosher no matter what. In the Abshimin, there's some melachos in which he has to finish, and other melachos in which he doesn't have to finish. Which melachos? The melachos he has to finish are in the second verse, five lines down. Kedeach, Megare, Me'aved, he has to do everything. He has to finish. He has to be subjectively a finished product. Now, Lomazen, let's see. Nechzei Anan, let's go back to first Rashi. What is the Tanakamo holds? The Tanakamo holds, the first Rashi says like this. Let's read. Here, Rabbi Isa, let's read. There's an Akuda here. Dvei Choshen Akuda. The Tanakamo, in the first Rashi, the bottom of Gimel of Nalef, so the Rashi listed two Melochas, basically. Koisev Yochel Ashlichot of Kol Hashem. Two melachos and three examples. Ashliyaru Kol Beged and Shliyase Kol Napo. Koisev in Oyreg and two examples of Oyreg, Beged and Napo. There, the Gemara says no. We learn from Pesuk Mei Achas. Doesn't have to finish. Now let's read the Rashi. Let's read the Gemara Rashi. Let's understand. It says the Rashi. First Rashi. Shem Shem. Vegabe Beged Nabi. Shnei chutim ubenava shnei batim shemekaimim kach. Why? Because ain odom oyreg beged biyoyim echod voice napo bibas achas. Umaslo voice a day kiyum shloyen nista meilov. The two principles in this Rashi. Right? Two principles in this Rashi. And Rashi going in the Tanakam and the Chachom, not in Rashi. Rashi comes to explain to us why is it? That Koisev Teres is Chayev, and Oyrek Shnei Chutim is Chayev, and Noisev Shnei Botim Bin Napa is Chayev. What's Rashi say? Because when somebody's writing a book, what's Rashi say, no? When somebody's writing a book, or weaving a bag, it's not unusual to stop in the middle. It's not done. These things are not done in one day. None of these things are done in one day. Right? That's what she says. They're not done in one day. Mashma for Mashi. Why does Rashi need this? Why does Rashi need it? Because otherwise it won't be Mishkayemis. He's not telling you Rome was built in a day like the Goyim say. Well, why does he need this word of that could ain odom oyvek beged biyemelch? What's his negayah? Because it's possible, because it's coming from the requirement of melachta miskayemes. We learned in the Mishnah in the first Mishnah, and then the Gemara of Kuf Gimel, which is Zakhlel Siyamai, that in the first sugi in the Perik, the Gemara says, the Gemara says that it has to be a miskayemis. Either ain moisif, ain moisifin olel. Either ain moisif, ain moisifin olel. Either he, or there are those that are content with the maloch of the way it was done until now. Correct. That was the first sugya, so to speak, we had. Yes, ain moisifin. For some, what he knows like this. There's a loch of requirement in Shabbos Mechayim has to be mlachta miskayemis. What's the title of Melachta Miskayemes? That it's a finished product. He did it's a Melacha Shleimus. A Shleimus to the Melacha. It's a Shleimus to the Melacha. It can stand by itself. It's something accomplished in and of itself. And what's it measured by? Yesh Ein Masifin Alel. It's usable. It's functional. And that's a requirement to be Chayav Melacha Shabbos. Then that's a mission. That's a Gemara here. No, so now we come. So now... there's a steer. What's a steer? Two chutim in a bag is miskayemis. There's nobody that there's two chutim in a bag is less than a shir bag. There's not a shir bag. There's no shir bag called a chutim. Two chutim. That's a shir bag. And two ICS also, maybe there is, but a Kobonim, it depends on circumstance, but Begir for sure, and Napa for sure, and Napa for sure, that for sure, that he didn't accomplish anything. There's no shlemus to what he did. There's no shlemus to what he did. So the episode of the steer, how's the shlemus? What was the chat? Not steer, how's the shlemus? What's the chat? Why is it there's no shlemus to what he did? We're missing, in that definition, in the sense of miskayamis, we're missing the miskayamis. Because everybody's mysim on it. There's nobody in the world that leaves a basket after two lines, two rows of weaving. So Rashi answers it with a new yisoid. The new yisoid. Shemekaimim kach, fishein odom oyik begit b'yemelchot, v'esnabu v'sachot, v'mas v'esn l'kiyum shloye nisla me'elov. Means there's some things, what's the answer? The answer, who ashed yimanu? The answer is that miskayemis doesn't mean Miskayem is an MSC, it doesn't mean he'll never means there's a new definition here. Very new important definition in Miskayem. Miskayem doesn't mean this is the this is a final product. Miskayem means this is a day's work. This is another day's work. This is when somebody goes to write or to weave, but this is a unit. It doesn't be the finished product. It has to be a unit of Melacha. When we say unit, it means like this. So on the one hand, Rashi's Machadesh, that's not the finished product, but he has a reason, and there we'll see a big enough kamina. Yeah, the reason is because Eino Dom Oireg and Koisev, Oireg Vesenapo, yeah, he only says Oireg Vesenapo. Forget. Eino Dom Oireg Vesenapo is very good, that's not Koisev. Eino Dom Oireg Vesenapo, Vivasachas. So it's a unit. It's a unit. But on the other hand, is why Shnei Chutim? But I says, but there is a minimum amount that he has to make. Here Rashi induces the second, or what we said initially, the first time of miscarriage. It has to be durable. It's going to unravel. If what it is going to unravel, literally unravel by itself, then he's missing the minimum miscarriage. Which is the two types of miskayemis. Miskayemis means it's durable, it's long lasting. Number two, it's a unit. The accomplishment is he has a unit of accomplishment. So the first, the other miskayemis is Rashi. Says Rashi, the fact that nobody weaves a basket in one day, but what he has to do, man lo niga lo rig, but a person will only do something in a rigo if what he did is not going to undo itself, it's not going to unravel. So the shir is shnei chutim, shnei batim. That's the shir, shnei chutim, shnei batim. Not because shnei chutim is the finished part. Shnei chutim is the minimum amount of miskayemis, of physically miskayemis. The gabe second shal, it's not a unit, says Rashi, things which are not finished, not accomplished in one day, he's chayev for doing the minimum amount, even though what is very important, even though it's not functional. It's not functional at all. And that's why Rashi needs to solve Eino Dom Oireg Begit B'Yemelchot. On the other hand, what's the contrast to this? The contrast is boinu. Contrast is boinu. But after being there's still a difference between the melachos now. If you understand what's going on here, melachos now split into two categories, into two groups, the two groups of melachos. There's some melachos in which we only look for miskayames, and we define the unit as being something the minimum. We define a unit of chiyuv. We define the unit of miskayem as being something which doesn't unravel, and the reason for that is because it's always done, like you say, you need a shtiklevise, piecemeal. Now, boinah is not like that. Boinah is not like that. We just learned boinah is not. How do I know boinah is not like that? Because if boinah is not like that, let's say somebody has a log which is he wants to make, he's going to carve a clay out of it, a piece of wood, and his intention is that it's made to carve a clay out of it, a base kibble. A base kibble. So let's say you make a mashu of a base kibble. Every day you make a mashu. It'll take him 50 days to get to what is it? Gimelugin. Is he chayev? Is he chayev? Melech is best. Is he chayev? If miskayem is, in the sense of miskayem, it's certainly durable. Anything he carves out of wood is not going to unravel. It's not going to fill up again. Anything you carve out of wood, out of stone, out of clay, is there for a very long time. Longer than the Eishem Loch will be there. Why? But he's not chayiv. Why is he not chayiv?
That's because if someone's...
No, that musig is the musig in Tumas Kelim. I don't know. But the Rashi says, because my sifin. Because everybody's my sifin. It's not miskayamis. It's not miskayamis. We use the musogim that we learned in the sugya. It's not miskayamis. This is not miskayamis. What is not miskayamis? Nobody makes only that amount. We make a unit. It's not a unit of productivity here. Because a kli of a mashu, because a mashu based kibul is not chosif anything, it's not worth anything, therefore nobody makes such a thing. When he said about making a kli, so a unit of productivity, a unit of accomplishment is only a kli which is worthy to do something with. Which is worthy to do something with. So until he's accomplished, until he's made on Shabbos, something which is worthy to use, he's not chayiv. So the samuel, so, because we don't say in binyan kelim here, we're talking about being kelim. Then we'll soon see the other type of poison. And being in kelim, that portion before is in the Gemara here, in the Rashi in the Gemara, that ein moisif ein moisifin, and yeshem mekaimim kelim. When the Rashi says yeshem mekaimim again, so look, I'm pointing this out very interesting. When the Rashi says a kuf gimel of nalaf and tov yeshem mekaimim kelim, means for some people this is a finished product. Had it not been for some people a finished product, they wouldn't be chayiv for carving out the mashu basic kibul. Has to be a basic kibul is a finished product. When he's talking about Oireg, and two examples, Beg and Napo, what we tie is Kaimim as being, it's not a finished product of the whole days. It's not, but in terms of Melocha, in terms of Melocha, productivity, labor, it's a Mekaimim, means that's a day's work, not a day's work, an hour's work, whatever it is. Whatever it is, if somebody can set out to do this, Beric Sheikhudim, and he's accomplished something. What has he accomplished? He's moved the beggar forward. He's made a skull of the beggar, and he's moved forward. And then we don't apply the criterion of a finished product. It has to be a unit of accomplishment. And that's the force in this Rashi. The reason is because they are the Moshe, but you're Mechel. The types in the Rashi. Now, right, is that clear? So two types of Moshe Miskayamis. In the first Miskayamis, so this time change Sholish, really. The time change Sholish. The first Miskayamis is, has to be of lasting nature, that they shouldn't unravel. That's a requirement which is everywhere. It's everywhere. That's non-negotiable. That type of miskayamis. That's non-negotiable. There's the second type of miskayamis. The second type of miskayamis is mischalik, and really there are three. You have a pshimishita, which we'll come back to soon. Maybe we'll leave to get to it. The pshimish says that his initial intention, his machshava is kaveya. Then we'll come back to that. But let's just focus on the chomim. The second type miskayemis means it has to be a unit, even after the fact that it's durable. It's not that there's a kiyum to it, physically kiyum, but it has to be a unit of accomplishment. And here there are two types of melachas. The melachas in which has to be a finished product for some people, and the melachas in which has to be an accomplishment. In Baina Gufa, in the Melechas Baina Mineu Bay, you find both. When you talk about making a kli, he was talking about making a kli. Make a chob, kapis, and kav, was carving out a kli. That's Baina, then we'll come to that, the story of Bina Mikael. We'll come to that, it's Baina, and then, yeah, it's Baina. That's Baina. So, that's why, on that case, the Mishnah, what he's doing has to be a finished product. In Baina Gufa, you find the other thing. Where you find it? Somebody puts an Evan according to Rashi, I suppose the Rambam, according to Rashi in Tosfos. If you learn the Gemara says, plus a binyone, three components of a binyan. There's a foundation, then there's a wall, then there's the top layer of the bricks. In the foundation, you put it down with offer and sidur and chayv, according to Rashi. Then, Evan, either with or without it, mechogis hanoim, maybe. Right, then I'm just the Gemara here. Then you have the top layer. Nope. In that Melechus Baina, that part doesn't overknock. In that Melechus Baina, we don't require that you build a binyan that some of the Desh Mekayim came to Amos even allow. Doesn't have to build a binyan of Yutfokim, of Dalid. I feel one Evan is Chayv. One Evan is Chayv. Put down the first Evan of the foundation. He's Chayv, even though it's not a finished product. There's nobody that will stop permanently the Melocha after the one Evan of the foundation has been laid, right? Or one layer of bricks in the wall. What's the chat there? There, Allah, Behechrach, Baina, in Baina, you have it. When you talk about creating, so when you talk about constructing a binyan, a building, Mechubal Chaka, so then Baina is similar to Oireg, in which you do piecemeal. you do piecemeal, but it has to be miskayamis. It has to be something which is not going to fall down by itself. So that's why the Chavis, as Mandoma says, in the middle you need mortar, brick and mortar. The top, you put it down, it'll stay. Whatever, it has to be miskayamis. That's the if you made, but it doesn't have to be the, so the unit is something, the unit of accomplishment. It doesn't be a finished product. And being in the Bekalim, then the Mr. Amos is in terms of a finished product. Right? Plus the
How do you see that
Bekalim?
Why is it Bekalim?
I'll answer the question by adding. We'll be more safe if we don't come back and I'll answer your question. Now, so that's the time of the Gemara here. Now, look at the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol Shul
Maichozi. The case of Ilah is where you're putting in a few stones. It's not just
one, even one. Anyone. So you get to the top layer. The top layer could be, the wall could be as long as whatever. Each and every big is chayiv, because it's a step on along the one, another step along the way.
It's not considered finished, but I guess.
No, the chayiv is not magapadish. The ilah, the chayiv is not mitzvah magapadish. The chayiv of ilah is zemboine. That's what so magapadish can't be a step along the way to gemara is not magapadish. That's what we'll see in the hemshich. That's for sure. You're right. But since the ilah the whole day is chayiv mitzvah zemboine, zemboine can be a step, another step along the way. It's chayiv as long as it's yesh boinim kach, and it's not going to fall down. But yeah, that's the time to gemara here. That's from the Gemara here. The Gemara says, you see, if you're sensitive to this, you see in the sugi right away. The Gemara says, the Benik have lived in Chayu, the Benik also. Kosu my Chosu. So the Gemara has a few possibilities here. Kosu my Chosu. Oh, my Bimish can only Chayfe Gumo, let's see about Putaisov. The Vasa got Mishkan, can't Chayfe, you is Chayfe and Gumo. Let's see about Machtahin. Is. Kol shul mechozi. What's the most kasha? So let's look in Tosfos. You're saying, let's look in Tosfos. Tosfos says, Kol shul mechozi. Davka hocha yitzvich levush. And the Gemara says, and the Gemara gives, if you learn to the sugi, the three tevus in there. The Rabbi says, only let's have an overview of the sugi. It was only chayfe guma. That's the practical application. Kavosa gabe mishkan. In mishkan also, they made holes in the ground to hide things. Mashu, that's a mashu. The one has an objection to it. Fine. Then the second example is can only mate to put a kiro, and they did that on the mishkan too. The third thing is there was an objection to that. The third teretz is about bayis shesh nekev bibirasa soismay. You fill up a hole in the chmeis in the wall. The Gemara says, "I have a mishkan shein kerish." Okay. In his house. Yeah, doesn't mean the couch. It's the house. If there's a hole in the wall, he fills it in. In the fancy house, you wouldn't find they have these holes like this. Fill it in. Yeah, like this. So in each case, we have a practical application, and we have to find it in the Mishkan. So it's obvious catch. What Tais asked in the Ritva is, maybe we'll see. The Ritva was elaborate a little bit more. What do we have to find in the Mishkan? These are gems of the Mishkan. Mostly, all these. What are we finding the Mishkan for? The Melacha has to be in the Mishkan, not the Shir. Who says we have to find out when did they use this Shir, but after the Mishkan? So he says, Dafka hocha yitzvach lebusha davet gavasa yibin Mishkan. Why? Shum lechosh lebinin koshu. The Ritva here, the Ritva, this has a Ritva. Ritva Chadoshim, it's a real Ritva. It has a few words, very important, expounds them a little bit on Tosfos. Says we the Avagav, the nine Ovis Mlochas Yafinam Mishkan. We didn't, the only Mishkan, we just have to identify the Mloch in the Mishkan. Below Shiurayim, we don't go through the Lamites Mlochas, we don't identify the Shiurim in the Mishkan, says Ritvo. Ki HaShiurim Mesurim Lachachomim, Lachachomim Medach Lamo Kevei, the Shiur, we don't define the Kavosayu, the Mishkan Hocho. Aide, the Bin Koshul, Imash, Nadlev, Vichoshi Mlocho, Vichoshi Binyan, Isvachinan, Lemis Mechin Hu, Lemis Mechuho Am Mishkan. The language is what Ritva means is like this. You find and this is a story to remember and to know in Gan Shas. If I shiurim come, the two shiurim can be in one or two. I find one or two types of shiurim. In person, the love does have one or both. Have a shiur. A shiur could be that that less than that shiur. Less than that. Is it could be in Easter. Let's talk about Achila. That's all that's sure. Kzayis Chaylev is a chayu. It's chayu. Okay. So the shiur there is in the Ma'aseh Achila. In the Ma'aseh Achila. It's not a shiur in the Chavos of Easter. Because Achatz is not Chaylev. Not Chaylev. What is Chaylev? So the shiur in the Ma'aseh. It's not a shiur in identity. The identity of the Chavos is not totally on the shiur. But the chiyuv, the din, whatever you have it in Yisurim, you can have it in Tumah V'Tayor, you can have it in Mitzvahs too. You have Mitzvahs, Shir Tzitzis, Yizib Beis Agudu. Less than that's not Tzitzis, it is. But I got Duma Mitzkosha. I did Shiyurim. That's Shiyurim. How big Lulav is Dalat Fochim. Less than that, it's not Lulav, but like, right, in this long, this Yeshoimim, that Hodos Shaita is not a chavis of Lulav. Yeah, Nishnish, but Akhapon, Hodos is not a given Tvokh, but that Hodos. It's a Hodos. Some takes a hold that's not given to him. Everybody, Toysif. Possibly to Shaila. Some takes a hold that's not given to him. Is everybody Toysif? It's not Min Chamishi. It's a Min hold that's a Shir. So most Shir men are like that. The Shir is not, the shame of the Chavit is not totally on the Shir. But it's a Shir that you need. It's a Shir that you need. For the Mitzvah, for the Isra, for the Tumah, for the Din, whatever it is. You have some Shir men which less than the Shir is not that Chavit's Bechal. So that's what the Ritva was saying. The Moshul. Kosef Shoyis, let's say in Melech HaShabbos Afilu. Kosef Shoyis is Chayv. Moishe Ki Gregris, Stam Oichun, Stam Oichun, Moishe Ki Gregris is Chayv. Stam Shir and Oichun is Ki Gregris. So somebody that's Kosef one is. He didn't engage in Melech HaShabbos Kosef, he did, but he did a Chatsi Shir of Melech HaShabbos Kosef. Stam was Mevashel, a Chatsi Gregris and Shabbos. So he didn't do Melech's. Melech's Bishul wasn't done here. Avada was done. Melech's Bishul was done, but he didn't do enough to be Chayiv. There's a Shir in the Chiyuv Chatos, the Chiyuv Misa. When it comes to Boine, so the Ritva says that you would think that Boine Koshu, sometimes it's a Mashal, a whole new ground. After Melech's Boine, who says the Melech's Boine was done? It's not only a Shir, how much does he have to dig to be Chayiv? Boine, if it's less than what the more thinks is a significant shir, so it's not like Chassi Gregus, which is the Molocha, but not enough to be Chayiv. That's a shir, that's shir in the Chiyuv. This is a shir, says Ritva, you would think that less than a certain amount is not that Chavs of the Molocha B'chal. He didn't do the Molocha. He didn't do the Molocha B'chal. So how do I know that a Mashu of Binyan is B'chal Molecha's Binyan? So we're not only handling Shiyuv here, we're handling the definition of the Molocha. If it goes into the Epsom definition of the Musa of the Molocha, you can't, we have to find it in the Mishkan. And that's what the Ritva says. And then L'choy is planned to Isis. L'choy. L'choy. L'choy says, I will make the Itwan of Pipel's Koshul Svold Mechayiv. Svor is because the mice is the same mice. Shal is how much do you have on the other side in the other shuls? A small amount or a big amount? That's a shal of amount. It's not a shal of defining hitzor. If somebody takes a kol shul, we don't say hitzor, the hitzor wasn't done. Somebody takes a less than a shul hitzor. He wasn't a significant amount of mechayiv. Vain is not like that. Vain, you would think if it's not chozi for anything, or had we not found the bin kol shul in the Mishkan, we would have said that's not vain of bechol. It's a stamma maisa.
What? Why the shiur by itself?
What?
Why the shiur by itself?
Because it has to be a choshem, like Rashbam says, a choshem by itself. The amount it takes out has to be significant. If it's insignificant, it's not chayv, the Rashbam says, Melech HaShabbos. There's no chaydin. It has to be the shiur of chashivos in the what he's accomplished. So in Vasha, all these things, the shiur, in the chashivos of the product, of what he's produced, what he's done. So let us finish this nekuda. So here, and when one begins Abayna Koshu, so it has to be. Now let's put into the context what we're talking about until now. So it has to be something which is miskayem. Now, so the a hole in the ground. Of what purpose means? What function does it serve? It's not functional. So we find only. All the other examples of Baina Koshu means it has to be a unit, what we call the lotion we used before, is a unit of accomplishment. But not only a unit, it has to be a finished product. It has to be a finished product. So in these three cases, what he did, what the binyan has to be a finished product. It's only a mashu. So we say, yeah, it's roi v'kach v'kach v'kach. We find examples of this in the Mishkan. Kayetze v'dova, somebody's carving out a kli. So carving out a mashu of a kli has to be a finished product. But right, so carving these are cases in which we don't say he's digging a little bit today and he's going to dig a little bit tomorrow and day after, and when he finishes he'll have the whole foundation of the building. The Gemara says, I'm bringing out the point here that we made before in the Gemara anyway. The Gemara says, my chosi, why can't the Gemara say, yeah, every day he'll dig a mashu and after 10 years he'll have a foundation for Lul Binyan. Well, what's wrong with that? So it says, no, because that type of binyan, the binyan of choyf kolshu, has to be a finished product. Finished product, because when you dig, yeah, you have to dig. You dig masachas, kanirin. It has to be a finished product. Mashayin Kain is another type of binyan. We said, even in the binyan, we put down, somebody's putting down a stone. He's laying a foundation. So he puts down a stone. It's chayim shom binyan. L'may chosi. Why does everyone not ask the same question? L'may chosi. He put down one stone in the ground. L'may chosi. He can construct a binyan of a line of one stone. There's no binyan like that. So why say l'may chosi? There it says here in making a binyan, not digging a hole in the ground, but making a binyan, we have Rashi Svara here. Ain't other moisa b'yoy mechot. So mainly it's miskayem because that's a unit of accomplishment. I'm just saying in the Gemara Minei Ube, you see there are two types of miskayem. All right, Rami says that we're going to go back. We mentioned a little bit tomorrow. I guess tomorrow we'll mamshich a little bit, and we'll talk about the pasha a little bit. Then the next topic, that we'll talk about is Makar Patish, because it's the Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi and Tosfos on the Mishnah, so we can't skip it. This is it. So the Makar Patish, I give you Mamar Koymis, what we get into. Makar Patish, I'll just tell you. Rashi sheet in close to half a dozen places, maybe four or five places, is that making a kli. It's Chaim Shemak Vipatish, has to do the next sugi too. Rashi end of Kiro, Rashi in Ayin Dalit, Omer Beis. Make with Chaim Shemak Vipatish, that's one. Chaim Shemak Vipatish. Rashi in Beitz also, Chaim Shemak Vipatish. There's one plus one in Maramokum. after the Rashi in Tosfos. What I want, the Me'iri, it's very chashuv Me'iri, here in Habayne. Kuf Dal Domer Beis. Which we'll learn very carefully. Mishram, the Miri brings a shayla from Chachmei Hadoris. Shayla Kushas Chachmei Hadoris. That why, when somebody writes, finishes writing a sefer, writes the last ois in a sefer, why is it not Chaim Shemakir Patish? That famous Miri. We'll see that in Mirit Hashem. And the Miri. Then there's a Gois Mamilis brings a Yireim. In the Hagos Mamnis is in Perigud Vechoshabis Ois Aleph. I'm sorry. Ois Mem. Brings the Iran, very important. Okay, I think that's enough to get you going.